And welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 229. I can't see the chat. I'm pondering doing the show without the chat. What do you reckon? Oh, Simon won again. He has. He's got some kind of bot, hasn't he? Deb would have been first, but added an extra Q. CQ, CQ, Deb. Hello, Jonathan. Filming something or other right next to the COVID centre. Oh, like, that's a good plan. Could it be the news, Jonathan? The news here is not great. Don't know where it is, what it's like where you are, but it's not great here. Oh, look, diversions and everything. It's not Batman, is it? They're doing Batman in Liverpool.
Well, that guy looks like Batman.
What guy?
Although, is he the cameraman?
I think he's a rigger,
isn't
he?
The one with the mask on.
That doesn't limit it these days, Mike. Just saying. Ooh, I wonder what it is. Is there a Manchester drama on? Mind you, there's... No, they must be filming at night. There's a lot of people, but not much in the way of actors. Unless they're further up.
Why don't you go and ask them, Johnny? That's what I'd do.
Oh, you would, nosy. Do you remember when Mayer had a starring role in that Manchester drama?
Yeah, Blue Murder.
Blue Murder. Well, they shouldn't have been filming it where he went for a walk, should they? You know when they say silence on set? Yeah, that didn't work. Not with the dog. No. So we heard him, didn't we? Heard him rather than saw him. But yes, he had a starring role.
You being a quiet bear.
She is now. Aren't you? Eating us out of house and home, aren't you? How many treats have you had today? Have you run out of pause to count them on?
Yes.
Yes. Been a bit like that, hasn't
Plus
it?
Plus cheese and chicken at lunchtime.
Really? You didn't tell me about that when you were growling.
No.
She was actually pre-barking, just like Maya. Honestly. Not even joking. Hello, Paul. How is it down under? Better than it is here, I can assure you. Just querying louder. Oh, yes, Dad used to do that. Up the power. Up the power. It's a little bit excessive for the new... Well, you never know, Jonathan. I mean, they make it up as they go along, so it pretty much is fiction. Is that a prison? No, it's a converted cotton mill, isn't it? Is it converted into business premises or flats? One or the other. I don't think that's a prison, no. There is a prison in Manchester. It's
prison's not that far from there, though, is it?
No, it's on the other side, isn't it? What's it called?
Strange Ways.
Strange Ways, that's right.
But it's changed its name, though.
Has it? Well, it was a stupid name to start with.
Well, that was the area.
Was it?
Yeah.
It's still a stupid name.
HMP anyway. Prison Manchester.
Oh, right, like Butlin's Manchester.
It was still commonly referred to as Strange Ways, which was its former official name, derived from the area in which it's located, until it was rebuilt following a major riot in 1990.
I remember that. Weren't they on the roof for a while?
Yeah.
Is it a prison? Jonathan says, no, it starts at $250,000 for a one-bedroom flat. Or you could just mug somebody and get, like, 3 years free. Hey, maybe that's what Strange Ways will be like one day. I do agree, though, it does have a look of a prison, doesn't it? It just shows you. You know, estate agents can sell you anything. Because, yes, it does look like a prison if you don't know the area. And you're saying, like, $250,000 for a flat. Lovely graffiti on the wall.
That's probably Banksy.
Not particularly pretty. No, it's not. It's not pretty. I think they are old mills that have been converted. The brickwork and stuff's probably some kind of... what do they call it? Like a grade one listed building, you can't knock it down. But you've got to do something with it, including the chimney. So that's probably what they've done with it. Jonathan's is much nicer. So what else is going on here apart from these expensive apartments? Hello, Anthony. How are you doing? Dare I look at the figures today? I believe they're bad. Which was the advisor that fell out with Boris? I know there's been more than one, the bloke. Because if it was Patrick Vallance, he's been saying that it's worse than the worst case scenario. I'm not quite sure how you can have worse than the worst case scenario, because by definition, the worst case scenario should be the worst case scenario. Anyway, apparently it's worse than that. I've done the thing of what the COVID tier is in my area, and I'm just as confused as I was before. They were out partying in Nottingham last night. Kim will appreciate that. Good evening, Kim. Did you see the pictures of Nottingham?
I haven't seen the pictures of Nottingham.
Oh, you need to see the pictures of Nottingham.
I'll go and see the pictures of Nottingham.
Nottingham party COVID should do it. Yes, there they are.
Oh, there.
They went into tier three, something like a minute past midnight. So you'll get an idea from the video at the top of this what they were up to. So it was the university students, pretty much. Huddersfield University was an old converted mill building. Really nice feel to it. Lots of bare brick ironwork. Oh, I like that. I love big ceilings where you've got lots of air, like a loft space in the States. Do love that. That's why we had the extension built like that. It virtually touches the bedroom window. It's that tall. Worse than their calculated worst case scenario. Well, maybe they should have calculated a worse one. I mean, how bad does it have to be before Boris realises he's made a mistake and puts us back into total lockdown? What are all the tags in the photo? Oh, I'm going to leave that to Jonathan. Jonathan will know far more about that than me. Oh, yeah, the computing department in that kind of environment. I would love that. The metal wall with the markings on is not where the flats are. That's where a shopping complex used to be, which was demolished. Ah,
isn't
that
where we
is
used to go?
Yes, that's where the COVID centre is now. Thing is, that shopping centre, you know, it sounds, when you think a shopping centre was demolished, you think, gosh, it must have been there for like 80 years. No, it was newly opened, what, 25 years ago?
Not that long ago.
Around the time of the Trafford Centre, which was 98. What's this? You can answer that. It's when the Tory party donations are affected. Ah! Should I stop giving to them, Simon? Because I'm not giving to them at the moment. Maybe if we all started and then stopped, that would work. Oh. It had a real contrast between bang-up-to-date technology and similarly high-tech technology of 100 years ago. Oh, that would be beautiful. I like it when they've done buildings like that. I saw one on a video. It wasn't in this country. I'm not sure what the building originally was, but they had turned it into like an incubator startup type place. And it had all the original brickwork and archways in, and it was absolutely beautiful. Loved it. Dare I look at the figures? Possibly not around Nottingham in 3 weeks.
No.
No, they're idiots. Nottingham lockdown, furious revellers party in the street hours before lockdown, chanting F tier 3. That's worse than Manchester, and I didn't think it was possible. Give up. What is it with people? Oh, and now they're arguing the toss over the BBC licence fee as well. Viewers switch off live TV. Yeah, this is because it's absolute garbage. If you put something decent on, we might actually watch it. Oh, dear me. Go on, I'm going to have a look at the BBC. I'm going to regret this, but I'm going anyway. One eye open, pandas on hand. Oh, and Nobby Styles died today, which was sad, wasn't it? Mind you, he'd been ill for a long time, hadn't he?
Yeah.
Nobby Styles was a United player who was in the England World Cup squad in 1966. Lovely, lovely guy, wasn't he?
We met
him at one of the do's. Lovely guy. What was wrong with him? Was it dementia?
Dementia and bladder cancer.
I didn't realise he had cancer as well. I knew he had dementia and they tried to keep him out of the public eye with it. But that's probably 2-3 years ago.
Mm.
If you have no idea who Nobby Styles is, you would probably recognise the photo or video. He lost his teeth playing football, so he had false teeth. And when England won the World Cup, he had the World Cup in one hand and his false teeth in the other and danced around Wembley. It's iconic, trust me. It's iconic. Lovely, lovely guy. I'd forgotten he actually worked at United as a trainer.
Yeah.
They had Viv Anderson on talking about it. He isn't blind, Viv Anderson, is he? I'm asking for a reason.
Not that I know of.
He wasn't looking at the camera at all. It was as though he was like looking around everywhere else. So he looked a bit like Stevie Wonder.
Oh.
So I wondered why, unless it was just where the camera was. So dare I look any further than that? No, he's just going on about it spreading worse than the worst case scenario. So they need a new scenario. Maybe you could build them a scenario manager, Mike. How bad would it be if we all got it? Everybody. I'm not sure what is involved in the worst case scenario. Yes, Bobby Baldige yesterday, he was a lovely guy as well. And I said to Mike, he was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I think it was about 8 years ago. And he was doing all of the trials and stuff. Very, very fit, healthy guy. And it, you know, he's the second one from 70s comedians to have gone with COVID, isn't he? Because Eddie Large died not that long ago. Wasn't there a song about him? These idiots are our future. Oh, tell me about it, Jonathan. There's no way I had time to do that when I was a student, honestly. But, I mean... Oh, and who was that fella you were talking about, the anti-masker?
Somebody in Bolton.
Do share, because that was comical.
I'll have to go and find it.
Why would you be an anti-masker? Did the mask offend you in some kind of way? I mean, I can understand being like anti-Hunt or anti-Tory, anti-Boris, but anti-masker. What did the mask do?
The guy who was an anti-masker, I can't even find it, but basically it's a guy from Bolton who didn't believe coronavirus was real. He believed what he read in the papers.
No, he believed what his friends told him,
which was it was all down to 5G.
It was man flu created by 5G. Until he got it.
And he said it was the worst 2 weeks of his life.
Now he's wearing a mask. Which proves that we are right all along. Hello, Mrs. Simon. Same mentality as the flat earthers. You wouldn't get a mask on a flat earth, would you? Oh, I did see one. Somebody sent me this today on Facebook. Let me go get this because this is hysterical. I know you guys will appreciate this because I laughed like a drain when I saw it. She didn't send it publicly. I'm thinking she's thinking there's a sensitivities involved. What on earth is that? I have no idea, but that's not what I'm looking for. Right. And it's down there somewhere. How do you see your DM-y things? Messenger, that's the one. Oh, where's that gone? Right. Can you actually... You can forward something, can't you? I don't want to forward it. Can you actually open it and then save it, Mike? Facebook question.
I have no idea.
Oh, crying out loud.
A DM?
Yeah. Maybe if I take the thing... And try it in Downey. That might do. Let's have a look.
My colleagues posted a photo of herself on Facebook. And she's been to vote. And she's got this little sticker that says, I voted early.
Are they doing them saying I voted the right way at all? Oh, it's not adding it. It's not adding it. Oh, please tell me I can get this video. Tell you what, I'll do that and I'll do that and we'll see if it'll do it. Crying out loud. It's a promotional thing for a film by the look of it. But it's funny. It's funny if I can get the thing downloaded. I can't send you a link to it, I don't think, because it was in a DM, so you won't be able to see it. So let's see if I can get this actually working because it's well worth seeing. If not, I'll have to try and find it publicly somewhere, won't I? That doesn't look like that worked because that's an MP3. Oh, hang on, that one worked. Right, okay. Let's get it clouded and shared with you. You'll appreciate this, I'm telling you. Brings new meaning to the anti-maskers. Come on, upload it. Where you go. And let's try that. Did that work? Fingers crossed. Just press play. Did it work? It worked. Right, you ready? You're going to love this. Go and have a quick look at that. Keep your masks close. Oh, so what's Mrs. Simon been up to? Coronavirus denial should be a crime, like Holocaust denial. Is that actually a crime? That was funny with that wood thing, wasn't it, that we mentioned the other day, that programme, The Chop. Can you imagine how annoyed the people are who were in it with that idiot? Then whoever won, presupposing it wasn't him, and the presenters won't get any repeat fees because it was never actually shown in the first place. Genius. I don't know. They are beefing up things a bit, aren't they? They're not making it illegal, but they are saying, did you hear about the one that put a party on? It was a christening party, and there was more than 50 people at this christening party. And the police raided. The guy said he only had 20 there. Then it turned out, no, he didn't. Then he said to the police, give me an hour. And they said, no, you know, this is it. And wrote him up a fine of £10,000. And he said, I can't pay it. And they said, well, that's your problem. So I think they're getting a little bit stricter. But other than that. you can imagine meetings at Amazon headquarters when they came up with that. It's a good one, isn't it? I think, you know, well, you'd do one of two things, wouldn't it? People would be like, I'm not touching that. Or, oh, yes, give me a mask. One or the other.
Who's going to pick the last mask?
Yeah, and what's behind it?
Mm.
I saw a video. Don't ask how I saw this video. It was about the Tower of London, because I've never visited the Tower of London. And having seen this video, that would appear to be a wise decision. And it was about the two princes in the tower with Richard III. And my history's like, non-existent, basically. So I'm not sure about the whole thing of it. But it was so good, this video. Hang on a minute. Oh, Mrs. Simon. Not up to much. Clocked off work. Enjoying a big glass of cold white wine with a cheeky bag of mini cheddars. That sounds like perfection to me. Possibly with ice cream when you've finished. Just to, you know, finish it off absolutely perfectly. That sounds absolutely perfect. I wonder, Paul must be in the middle of his move, mustn't he? Mm. Or buying tech for his new cave. One or the other. One or the other on that. Do you know, I've just seen another one of these tiny stories on the BBC and I think, what? BBC bosses say staff can attend pride parades.
I've just seen that.
It's a parade. Global pandemic, anyone? Can't it wait? Or have I missed something? It's sublime, isn't it, Jonathan? He's now added mini cheddars to his shopping basket.
Mrs. ST's an influencer.
Yes, you're an influencer. Don't mention salted caramel, because then Jonathan will add 10 of everything. Wagon wheel syndrome. What's that? What's wagon wheel syndrome? Ones are never enough. I never used to eat wagon wheels, you know.
I used to eat wagon wheels.
Nope, never had a wagon wheel. I've missed out, clearly. And now with the gluten thing, wouldn't be having one either. Much smaller than you remember. Oh, that's Mars bar syndrome here. I swear Mars bars used to be way bigger. This started happening a while ago. The price stayed the same, but the size shrunk. And it shrunk in two ways. Not only did they shrink downwards in length, they started being smaller, tall-wise as well. And then, and this was when I was eating, this was years ago, the chocolate was so thin, whereas the chocolate on the other one used to be quite chunky. And another thing that Mike spotted the other day and said, are you kidding me, was a packet of Rolo. There must have all been about five Rolo in this packet. I remember when Rolo was sold in two different lengths. And one of them, I think it used to have 21 Rolo in it, in a packet. And then there was like the half size one, and I think that had 14. But I looked at this Rolo and said, have you seen the size of this? So tiny. It's probably about five in now. But wagon wheels, yeah. What was the other thing that they made smaller? Was it Twix? No, not
made
Twix.
Most things smaller. Yorkie bars.
No, I know which one it was. Do you remember when Galaxy was like quite chunky?
Mm.
And what they did was they made the bar look bigger by making it thinner to the point it was like when Apple redefined straight. They redefined the depth of a piece of chocolate and then spread it out. Another thing they do that's devious is make the pieces, you know where you would break it, make the pieces smaller, but there's more of them. But that's because they're smaller. Like the seats at Old Trafford when they cut 2 inches off. That. Oh, Jonathan loves Galaxy and Rolo. They were my favourites. Although I think before I stopped eating chocolate, didn't they change the Rolo recipe?
I believe they did.
It was like now it's quite runny, whereas before it was just the right texture of soft toffee. And no, I didn't chew it. Wouldn't dare. Wouldn't dare have chewed them. Definitely not. You want a giant plate-sized Rolo. You'd probably have to buy at least 50 packets to make that, Simon. Do you know, I swear if they brought things out like this, people would buy them. In fact, I've noticed on Amazon, there is a whole thing and they call it, it's like a basket. There's various sizes of basket and obviously various contents, but it's like retro sweets and it's a thing. So if you go to Amazon and you look up retro sweets, you'll realise how old you are, because I did. I thought that's not retro. It's my era. But apparently that's retro now. So they're like a hamper that you would give for Christmas. So let's have a look what they've got in their retro sweets that I don't think is retro. Oh, here we go. What we got? Do you remember something called Jazzles? Because I don't.
No.
No, they're white buttons with multicoloured stuff on the top. I do remember a dib-dab, a sherbet dib-dab.
I remember a dib-dab.
Curly-whirly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in my era. Really. Wham bars. Yeah. Originals. Yep, remember those. Love hearts.
Yeah.
What on earth were those things called that were on a string like a bracelet? They were like love hearts, I think. I didn't have them much, I don't think. But they're on like a bracelet and you put them on. They've got something called Tango Popping Candy, which that's not retro because I've never heard of it, so it can't be retro. Sherbet Fountains, remember those. Swizzles Refresher Bars, they were amazing. Small Refreshers. A Double Dip, which don't go to Urban Dictionary looking that up. Do not do that. It was cherry and orange. And it had like a stick with it that you could dip in it. It was a little bit. It wasn't as nice as a sherbet dib-dab. Let's put it like that. The dib-dabs were much better. And what else have they got? Parma violets. Which should be taken out and shot. Parma violets taste like bath soap. In fact, I think the thing was with the Parma violets, some idiot had bought me bath cubes for Christmas. And some other idiot had bought me Parma violets. You couldn't tell the difference between the two. Trust me. Oh, there you go, Simon. Baking time. Never mind the bread. Bake that. It makes 8 to 10. 10 minutes prep time. Good grief, even I could manage that. And 45 minutes overall. Where do you... Oh, I see. So they're putting caramel sauce on the inside. Oh, yes. That looks rather nice. When can we expect one, Simon? Hello, Tracy. What were the things that came in a packet like Rolo but were square and mint and chocolate? Oh, I remember those. Do you remember them? The square ones. Oh, what were they called? They had a little bit of biscuit at the bottom, didn't they? A little bit of biscuit and then with the caramel thing on the top. Oh, who remembers those? Did it begin with an M?
Munchies.
Munchies. That's the ones. Munchies. Oh, they were fabulous. Obviously, I then couldn't have them because of the biscuits. Treboar munchies. Were they Treboar?
I don't know.
This has got them called something wholly different. But they were munchies. They were munchies. I remember them.
Still do munchies.
Good grief, they still make them. Jonathan, get your shopping list open.
Nestle.
What isn't? So are they still available?
Yeah, but they look like packets of Maltesers now.
Well, they're in a bag, aren't they? But they're the same thing. Yeah. They are still available. Ooh! Now Simon wants a giant plate-sized munchie. They do chocolate fudge brownie munchies. Oh, that's probably what I'm looking at. I don't... There's the old ones. There's an old packet there. That's probably pre-Jonathan, though. Macintoshes. They used to be made by Macintosh. But clearly they've got bought out. Yes, exactly, Lola. You'd like them. Oh, look at that. Is that the number of calories that was in them? Scary. Oh, there's a whole thing here. It's called Chocoblog. The chocolate blog. This might be dangerous.
Do you want to go out?
But there you go. Already added. Taking you back to your second childhood now, Jonathan. Hey, if there's something Jonathan has that's retro, that's just wrong. That is just wrong. Oh, I do remember those. I think I preferred Rolo because they lasted longer. But munchies were nice. I didn't have the mint ones. And I also liked my favourite. They brought back as a limited edition. Not long ago. What do you mean, no results? Crying out loud. Oh, hang on. Maybe I spelt it wrong. It was either an N or an S. Let's have a look. Oh, there's some stuff in there. Almond bars. No, it wouldn't have been that I had. Let's see if I can find a picture. These were my absolute favourites. Hey, a quarter of retro sweets. Good grief, you can buy them. Well, you could, but they're unavailable. Oh, that's disgusting. Let me get a picture and share it with you. They were my absolute favourites. And Mike liked the, the limited edition ones. But these were my favourites. They came out when I was probably about 7 or 8. Texan bars. They were gorgeous. Texan bars, there you go. Don't shop for food when you're hungry. I don't think he's hungry. I think he's just desiring stuff. We always seem to gravitate, don't we, to food. It was Simon's idea of a full-sized Rolo that did it. Oh, I would love that. Oh, a gluten-free one of those. Yes, please. No, I must leave it. I must walk away. See, these are proper retro sweets. When a bar was a marathon bar, a sherbet fountain, a Caramac, opal fruits, and bar six, a Cadbury's bar six, 4 pence. Those were the days. When you look at the price of these things now at Amazon, it's eye-watering. That was £10, that box that I was going through with the jazzles and the dip-dabs. And there's probably more than that, isn't there? What we've got here. $9.99, $14.99, $19.99. Good grief, what's in the $19.99? Let's have a look. Rainbow drops. No. Rainbow drops. No. Did anybody eat those? Rainbow drops were in a little blue packet. And for all the world, they were ricicles dipped in food colouring. No, just definitely not. Yeah, there are Coke bottles there, though, and flying saucers. Still haven't got a name, you know, for that. The bracelet one. What were they called? According to the packet, a necklace collar. And it had sweets on it, like on a piece of elastic. So you pulled it over your head and then you started eating your jewellery. This wouldn't be allowed today, would it? It would not be allowed. So Jonathan remembers going to high school. They had a vending machine stocked with loads of chocolate before they were all removed from the schools. And munchies was the first thing you bought. We had a tuck shop. We actually had, at break time in the mornings, an old-style tuck shop. It was in the canteen, and where they normally serve the food from lunchtime, they got out all the sweets, and they also had stuff like fish and chips in a packet. It's like salt and vinegar flavoured. I love those. Oh, and you know, everything was so cheap. You could get like your pocket money for the week and you could get something every day and still have change. Your grandma used to have Tribor mints. I always remember my dad had fries cream bar. And he had two kinds. It was very, very dark chocolate. And on the inside, it was some kind of like white cream. But there was also one that was a Terry's five fruits cream, I think. And it had like the five pieces, but each one had a different coloured centre and a different flavour with it. But I was never going to touch that because the chocolate was just far too dark. There you go. You were gutted when they stopped doing Mars Delight. You loved them. I'm not sure I remember that. What was different between Mars and Mars Delight? I might well have given up chocolate by then. I know, sacrilege. What was I thinking? Let's have a look. The name rings a bell. Mars Delight. Ah, I see. Like, is it like a light biscuit? Oh, hang on. What does that say? Just a minute. This one's a classic. I've just looked it up, Mrs. Simon, so I can see what it is. And there's a story in here from the Milton Keynes Citizen. This one is a classic. It wasn't you, was it? A chocolate bar with a sell-by date of October 2009 has been sold to a buyer in Milton Keynes for £50. You must be desperate. No, that wasn't you, was it? But if it comes up for auction again, you never know. I never had one of those. I do. Well, now I'm looking at it like, yeah, I got a vague memory, but no, I never had one. So it looks like a flake on the inside wrapped in Mars stuff, is that it? Oh, good grief. I wonder if they bought it to eat it. I know the Cadbury's Dream came back, but you could only buy it from B&M. And they don't do mail order, so obviously that's going to have to wait at the moment. Do you remember the debate about white chocolate not being chocolate?
Yeah.
So you can eat it with impunity. Yeah, that.
White chocolate is chocolate.
It's not technically chocolate. I don't think there's any cocoa in it.
Oh.
But never mind. It seems totally reasonable to Mrs. Simon. Crispy, creamy and chocolatey. So it must have been some kind of like, was it like a wafer in the middle? But again, it's like psychoanalysing you, isn't it? A Mars bar was a certain length and yet that Mars Delight looks much longer, but it's probably skinnier. It did look like a flake, crispy wafer.
It was Kim that said white chocolate's not chocolate.
Oh, there you go then. Well, we got to agree with Kim.
Mm.
Mm. She's the umpire and she said no. So we're good with it. We're good with it. There was another one, wasn't there, that had a wafer in it. Was it a Drifter?
Yeah.
Who remembers Drifters?
I remember Drifters.
Brown packet. Didn't it have red writing on it?
Brown packet?
I'm sure. Drifter chocolate. Let's have a look. Oh, it was blue according to that.
Yeah.
Why did I think it was brown? Maybe I had...
Still get them.
Can you? Didn't know they were available.
90p? From britishchocolatedirect.com.
That's criminal. It says here that these Drifter bars, which did have some kind of wafer in, didn't they? It says that 90 million bars are produced each year, but they are becoming increasingly hard to find in most parts of the United Kingdom. The advertising slogan has been referred to as the chewy chocolate bar you really have to get your teeth into. Don't tell Kim that one. In 2007, Nestle discontinued Drifter before reintroducing it in May 2008. in a similar act of nostalgia as the Whisper Bar. But in early 2019, it was discontinued by Nestle. R.I.P. Drifter Bar. But I thought that had some kind of wafer in it.
Maybe lion that's bars.
Never at a Lion Bar. No.
I did.
Kim says white chocolate's not officially chocolate, but you can call it chocolate if it makes you happy. If it's not strictly chocolate, then technically I could eat it because I swore off chocolate. And if it's not chocolate, so no, I don't want to call it chocolate to make me happy. Want to call it not chocolate to make me happy. Drifters look like a Lion Bar without the nuts. That could be it because I'm not keen on nuts in chocolate. So I would probably have gone for a Drifter. But, you know, they bring these things in. People like them. 90 million bars a year. And then they discontinue it. Why? Plus the fact it also had one other benefit, which was per packet, it was only 99 calories. So you weren't going into the triple figures for calories either. I say bring it back. But the problem is, of course, at the moment, no one's going anywhere or doing anything, are they? Apart from those in Nottingham who are complete muppets, who are doing whatever they want. They should be ashamed of themselves. Oh, and taken out and flogged. Oh, and if you could take Boris out and flog him while you're at it, that would be double dues. Oh, what are we going to do next week on the 3rd? Shall we have a guaranteed politics-free day before somebody ends up murdering someone?
Yeah.
We weren't marooned, were we, during our last election?
No, it was our last December,
election.
Wasn't it?
Our last election was a foregone. You should have seen the idiots they had standing against them. No wonder he decided to go to the polls. I swear to God, if there had been a mass murderer stood, it'd probably have got in. It wasn't good. Oh, McFlurries. There you go. McDonald's introduced a limited edition Drifter McFlurry. Only for 2 months. So they can do these things if they really, really want to. But they're just keeping them from us at the moment. Jonathan's eaten a full dinner and he's still starving after talking about chocolate. Well, you can sit down and enjoy that during our 100th show. Bongo went to private school. He'd enjoy a good flogging. That's true, actually. He's probably used to it. What wouldn't he enjoy? Because to be honest, that interview the other day, I give up with him. I do, honestly. He's like an eternal optimist, but a bundling fool into the bargain. And you know, the thought of him and Gove working together after the fracas when May beat the pair of them to it and they had to pull out. Unbelievable. And now they just work together like never happened. And yet they hated each other at that point. If only that had have carried on. Mind you, saw Theresa May watched, what's it called? Have I Got News For You? And they had this clip of Theresa May. Absolute scream. Loved it. The look on her face, and it was Gove that was up at the dispatch box, yakking on. Paul's got to wait until after he's walked for breakfast, but now might need some chocolates. Not optimism, deliberately misleading people. Didn't you mention, Simon, something that he'd said about the New Jerusalem? Do we have a delivery date on that yet? When we're going to turn the corner and everything's going to be hunky-dory? When you follow your ballot and see when it's being counted.
Belgium's going back to national lockdown.
Oh, surprise, surprise. So Belgium are in lockdown. France is
in
lockdown.
Until mid-December. Non-essential shops were closed until mid-December.
I didn't think Belgium had it that bad to start with. Do they?
I think they do.
What are Sweden doing? The race must be getting closer as Joe Biden's come out of his basement. I saw him today, Kim. And the one thing that struck me was wherever he had come from, he was heading to a podium and there were some steps. He's taken to running like a hop, skip and a jump. And I did hear a bit of the what he said. He looked like he'd been recharged a bit. He did look a little bit more with it this time. And we did get a rundown last night of where they think the polls are in the States. And the story we got was, I think it was Trump on 42%. And I think Biden was on like 47%. And then they started talking about swing states and all of that stuff, which got very complicated. And I just thought, I still think it's closer than that. A mile closer than that. But we did get the same story you're getting. So maybe he got that as well. But for about 4 days, as I went back through the campaign trail looked at from the BBC, he disappeared and Obama took over, basically. Maybe they were trying to think that he would get in for a third term. I reckon people would vote for that. Mind you, a lot have already voted, so it's too late for all of that. So we're going to be politics free next week until they announce the result. But when I say announce the result, let me make a prediction. Too close to call goes to court. Hanging chads. Is this why the president who's in at the moment doesn't actually leave that day with his bag like they do in the UK? Because you've got 2 months that you can argue it. We tend not to do that. Theresa May was out the back and somebody else was in the front. That's how it works here. It's really weird. The only time that didn't happen was 2010, wasn't it? When it was the hung parliament and they were all trying to woo Nick Clegg to make a government. Do you not remember that?
Yeah.
I thought we had a bit of peace at that point because at least the Lib Dems and the Tories weren't arguing and Labour didn't know what they were doing. So at least we had some. Oh, 2010. Do you know, we thought that was tough, but we didn't know what was coming, did we? We had no idea. Tracy says, Spain is in lockdown. The government's too scared to admit it. Yes, but you said definitely for 2 days, didn't you, just to keep people at home? Do you know, if other countries go into lockdown, it'd be like, well, they're in lockdown. I think we should be. So there you go. Trump's infirmity going down ramps. What? Don't tell me. He's been running up and down ramps. No. You've taken Wednesday off to watch it all through the night. You love stuff like this. Jonathan. Oh, you'll be bored rigid, I'm telling you. Sweden is on its way back up. 2,000 cases a day, 5 to 10% positivity. That's not good. Mind you, they've never had a lockdown. They naturally stay away from each other, apparently. Oh, maybe we should have an open chat during the results, but that would probably result in arguing, so maybe not. Sweden are shocking. It is a bit weird the way they've approached it, and yet they don't officially seem to have come out of it that much worse. Kim will take some diazepam and sleep through it all. I'm liking that idea, Kim. Term ends in January. So they don't actually have to leave and they do have time to argue. We don't have that here. Technically speaking, any one of them could go to the Queen and say, I have enough backing, make me Prime Minister. And that's exactly what happened in 2010. So nobody had an overall majority, but the Lib Dems agreed to go in with the Tories and David Cameron went to the Queen and she said, OK, then. So it's actually up to the Queen. If only the Queen would take over, it would stop all of this. I think it's safe to say the Queen didn't go to Eton, did she? She's not one of the Eton Brigade. Mind you, William and Harry are. Charles isn't, though. That's interesting. He didn't enjoy school one little bit, did he? They sent him up to Gordonstoun in Scotland, and it was all a bit macho for his liking. You're trying to go back up the chat to catch up, but it won't let me. Probably what's happening, Tracy, is text is being added at the bottom and it's automatically going down to the bottom.
You've got to tap older messages at the top.
And there's a button to tap older messages at the top. There you go. You're going to have all day coverage in Australia on Tuesday or Wednesday. Joy. Absolute joy. I think I'll take the lying down approach. Oh, a 3-day lockdown. I don't know why they don't just call it. What are they scared of? Is it people, the peasants revolting against another lockdown or something? Do they just not want to admit it? I mean, Boris doesn't like to be wrong. He has that in common with Trump. But there again, Boris is wrong most of the time. Charles is a moron. I was actually hoping that the monarchy would actually just go from his grandma straight to William and call it done. I must admit, he is I think he's done more to damage royalty than Andrew, and that's saying something. Oh, there was that thing as well on Have I Got News For You? It was something to do with things being available for sale, like postcards. And when questioned about why the Andrew postcards were missing, the lady who was in the shop selling them said, he's on the naughty step. I thought, you could say that. He's got the feds after him, the last I heard. On the naughty step. Not that impressed with the Queen recently, choosing not to wear a face mask for a public meeting. So not entirely sure it was the best message to share. I thought that, Mrs.
Like
Simon.
Guy from Bolton.
Yeah, I totally thought that. Although it was, everyone had had a test and it was all safe and it was porting down, wasn't it, the first one? I thought it would actually be a good message to be seen with a mask on. And plus the fact William and Kate had done loads of things and they'd had masks on. So I don't see the problem, really. But there you go. Has she done any more appearances? One was Porton Down and it was to meet the people and the dogs and stuff who were working on this. But then she disappeared again and I've not seen her since. So has she done any more? If she has, I haven't seen her. Do you know, I've still got Apple News bothering me. This time it's a short story from Stephen King. Do they think I have time to sit down and read a short story, Stephen King or anyone? Not seen any since, just felt that was a bit misjudged. I felt the same. You weren't on your own. As soon as she came out, I thought, why has she not got a mask on? Just for safety's sake. I mean, the woman is in her mid-90s. And if she dies, that's going to leave us with Charles. So can you possibly put a mask on? Please. Irrespective of whether she needs one or not, please. Just for me, put one on. Because the thought of that would just be too much. Charles King. No. No. Not since that. Oh, those were the days. Devil love this. My dad and his CQ, his radio. Back in the day, if you had a scanner, it was called a scanner, you could listen to other people's phone calls. Hence, go, go, go. And that was how Charles was caught. I don't have the words to explain that one. But what was funny with it was somebody put the whole conversation up on YouTube. Oh, it's dire. It's so embarrassing. How is he even still second, you know, first in line to the throne? How? It was so bad. I thought it was very good of them to remind us how bad it was, because it was bad. Tracy agrees the Queen should wear a mask. In fact, if she didn't come out until it was much safer, I would be fine with that, because she's too important to lose. Charles is sitting there, possibly sending her COVID-infected things. No, just keep her safe. Keep her safe. You're waiting for Charlie Boy to disappear off the, what's that word? Off the something, or off the sense to abdicate. Me too. I don't want to contemplate. Oh, scene, right. I do not want to have to contemplate him as king on top of everything else. That, do you know, that would put the tin hat on 2020, wouldn't it? He's been so desperate for years and years, and yet he has no comprehension. At least Diana took the boys out to visit the homeless, you know, in the mid-80s, mid to late 80s. They have some idea. They might be royalty, but they do have some idea. He has no idea of anything other than his own self-importance, as was proved with his every other Prince of Wales had a mistress and I want one. No, you want a lobotomy. That's what you want. But still, we are stuck with him hovering meaningfully. He's a meddler with very little social awareness. He has no idea, does he? No idea. Didn't the Queen receive private tutoring from an Eton teacher? I don't know. She was educated at home, wasn't she, with Margaret? I don't know if it was from an Eton teacher. I honestly don't know. They should all go to the local comp for a while so they know what life's like. But that's the problem. Anybody in power, they've not got a clue. Not a clue. But do you know, is it a wonder that normal people are like, they don't want to mix with normal people, when their perception of normal people is Nottingham last night? Not normal. Not good. I mean, there are maybe people meeting up with family who technically, you know, rule of six, shouldn't be meeting up with family. But there's a big difference between that and Nottingham last night. And yet Boris probably treats everybody, particularly from the north, because this is like a wave of COVID going down the country. As they go into tier two and tier three, it's heading down the country. And yet Scotland's not as bad. So they're blaming the north. We're getting the blame again. But all I would say is, if it did start in the north, if it all started rising again in the north, it was all the people sending their children to university that started this, not to mention the little kiddies at school. But what can you do? Bet she had classes on the Constitution with a tutor. I haven't seen The Crown because I don't have a Netflix account. But classes on the Constitution, totally irrelevant, really, when people can't afford to pay the bills and eat. So maybe classes on that would have been better. She should be the queen of the whole country, not a specific class of the country. This is Simon's argument against private school. Financial and cultural apartheid perpetuates division and promotes unfair advantage. Totally agree. I mean, all that came to a head again, didn't it? With the, there was a girl and she'd got her mock results and they were like three A's. And she was all set to go to Cambridge or something. And then when the results came out from this, basically like a ballot, it didn't bear much relation to reality. But when the results came out via the algorithm of the government, she'd got like three D's. And I'm thinking, how can that happen? I mean, with an algorithm, garbage in, garbage out. So what happened with what went in? Because she'd already got three A's. And it turned out to be the postcode lottery. That should have no impact whatsoever. Why is that even in the algorithm? There's no understanding with that. There really is no understanding. I mean, particularly with like us on the border, we would technically be in Greater Manchester for education. And yet we're like on Cheshire as well. So based on that, what would the algorithm do? If it put you in Manchester, it's comparing you with people who live in Moss Side and Hume, and you'd probably get three F's. But if they considered that you were actually nearer to Cheshire, you'd probably get three A's. So it's ludicrous. It's ludicrous. We're all over the place, aren't we?
Mm.
We're Cheshire, and yet our postcode is M33, so we're Manchester as well. We're also very close to Warrington, and like houses literally 100 yards up the road belong to Warrington. Warrington's like 25 miles away. It's weird. They weren't very sensible when they organised the borders here. Let's put it like that. But that should have no impact at all. Why would it? You could have somebody who is absolutely stupid, but mummy and daddy live in a good postcode and they get like 20 points for that. Really? Criminal insanity is what it is. So this is Mrs. Simon. Last summer's exam results were very much in favour of private schools. Totally agree. You work with students, all types of schools. The disparity was disgustingly unfair. It should just go. They're going to have to do something else. If they can't, for the foreseeable, put people in a room and do an exam, then they're going to have to do something else. It's as simple as that. Exams can be unfair on students who get very nervous, or I've just had a bad day or whatever. I remember we were doing our mocks and there was one girl, because it wasn't a faith school that I went to, it was a grammar school, and there was one girl and she was so nervous because she felt out of it. She had to sit her exams on a Friday. So we would have like exams for 4 weeks. Every Friday she had to start the exam at 12:30. Because she had to leave school at 3:00, which would have been before the exam was finished, because she was Jewish. So she had to sit it on the stage. And she's in the middle of her exam when the rest of us troop in to take ours. Really? exams aren't the best way of indicating intelligence or proficiency in a subject or anything else either. So they're going to have to find some other way of doing it. And the way the teachers are going with their Zoom meetings, we could be a while with that. Oh, dear. School choice. So Kim has school choice. If you don't like the school, you can switch to a school better for your child. You like the money following the child. We do have a certain allowance per child now, but over here it's chaotic. It's very, very difficult to try and get your child in the school of your choice, because you have to put down other schools and it goes on a point system. It's complicated. To give you an idea how complicated, as a governor at this primary school that I'm a governor at, we are already working on the 2023 intake rules. It's that complicated. Might be no kids to bring in by then, but it is that complicated. Pretty sure the Wirral, where you were brought up, was in Cheshire. I believe it was.
I think it was originally.
And then they carved that up, didn't they, and put that with Liverpool.
Mm.
And the Cheshire border now touches the Welsh border, whereas I'm sure it didn't go that far across before. You enjoy your walk, Paul. Be very careful if it's in a thunderstorm, and we will see you later. Just in case he's struck by lightning. Simon, behave yourself. Right, well, I'm going to have to try and sort the desk out, because at the moment I can't see it. And last week I tried to get my webcam working and it wasn't having it. It's 2020, isn't it? My webcam worked better in about 2001. But I will endeavour to see if it'll work tonight. If not, I'm kicking it into touch. Totally done with it. Problem with it was, you could see the picture. It looked like 1974 in black and white. So I'll try again and we'll see how we go at 9 o'clock. Yes, 100th birthday. It only feels like 100 years, but we'll get there. Right, but for the moment, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.